USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Baghdad say at least 27 people have been killed and 46 have been injured after a pair of oxygen tanks exploded, causing a massive hospital fire. Many of the patients at that hospital in southeastern Baghdad were being treated for COVID-19. Reuters reports that the fire began in an intensive care unit and that Iraqi civil authorities were able to rescue 90 of the 120 patients at the hospital. And Louisiana State Senator Troy Carter has won a special election to represent the state's 2nd congressional district. Carter, the Democratic minority leader of the Louisiana State Senate, defeated fellow Democrat State Senator Karen Carter Peterson 55% to 45% to serve the remainder of former Congressman Cedric Richmond's term. The seat representing most of New Orleans was vacated when Richmond stepped down in January to lead the White House's Office of Public Engagement. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Several states have begun administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine once again after an 11-day pause. The FDA and CDC lifted the pause Friday night after a CDC advisory panel recommended readministering the shots. The panel had been investigating a possible link between the vaccine and several cases of rare blood clots, emphasizing the vaccine's benefits outweigh the risk. Dr. Bill Moss with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News about the group that should be most concerned about the possible side effects.
I think the whole population should be reassured about this process that was very transparent, very rigorous in evaluating the cases of blood clotting. Now, the group at highest risk and for whom the warning will target are women between the ages of 18 and 49 years of age. That's the group that seems to be at highest risk for this very rare potential adverse event.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Vice President Kamala Harris will hold talks with Mexico's president in May to discuss the ongoing immigration issue at the U.S. southern border. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador will meet virtually with Harris on May 7th. Mexico says the president would like to discuss cooperation on the COVID pandemic alongside discussing ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the United States. But Republicans say that as the person that President Biden tapped to head efforts to control the situation, Harris needs to visit the border for herself. Arkansas Republican Congressman French Hill tells Fox News that the administration needs to return to the border policies of the Trump administration.
We need her in Texas seeing for herself what's happening along the border between Tijuana and Brownsville. We need her making recommendations to go back to the policies that were in the Trump administration that worked, like the Remain in Mexico policy and the cooperation we had with the Triangle countries in Central America. President Biden's made a catastrophic mistake by canceling the Trump policies that worked with nothing.
And the International Space Station has its largest crew in more than a decade after the arrival Saturday of 4 astronauts. The station now has a temporary population of 11, but a 4-astronaut crew is expected to return to Earth on Wednesday. The 4 that arrived on Saturday, 2 from NASA, 1 from the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, and 1 from the European Space Agency, will remain at the ISS for a 6-month mission. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.